This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
What were your goals for the album?
Well, when we started out, we were hoping it would be an easy album to make. We wanted to do all live takes, which is not too uncommon, but it's more uncommon these days to get a band in the room together and just play it start to finish, and just what you get is what you get. But we had found a studio that did that sort of thing, and we had a bunch of songs written, and we thought that we were just going to go in and I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks and put the record down. We thought that we would be done with it in the shortest record-making process we'd ever had.
Mm.
But we kind of got some things screwed up along the way and did a lot of second-guessing. The band was just really tired by that point. We've been a band for about 15 years, and we kind of hit the ground running, 7 or 8 years ago, playing 200-plus shows a year, and in the process of that, somewhere along the lines, we began having families and all this, and trying to figure out how it all works together. And I think we got caught up a little bit in chasing success a little bit too much in it, and it just absolutely, it wore us out, and it got the best of us, and we had to call it quits in the middle of the record and just take a break and put a pause on it and really reevaluate what we were doing it for and why we're doing it, and to kind of get our priorities straight. We had done a lot of finger pointing and blaming others, but somewhere along the way, enough time away from each other and realizing the value of things and understanding that people come first, and what we're doing is an opportunity and a blessing that we've been given, but that's not taken lightly, and it can be taken away at any moment. And for us not to hold on to it so tightly, that changed our mindset a little bit, and we began, you know, realizing that it was our fault, not the other person's fault. So we came back together and with a complete renewed sense of purpose and drive and trusted one another, and we got the record done, and we couldn't be more proud of it in the way that we felt like we had little to do with it coming together, you know. I think there was a plan all along, even though we didn't see it, and we thought we're going to have to redo the entire record, but there's an unbelievable, like, stream of consciousness all the way through the record that just, you can see the redemption that happens.
Yeah, and I think it's a real gift to your listeners. You know, I personally want to say thank you for the record, because there is just so much on it that really does think about those big questions and then answer them, and it is just so honest and so pure. But was that kind of something that made you a little bit apprehensive, perhaps, to release it, to, you know, pare it all back and really have your heart on your sleeve like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of those things that's easier said than done. I think we've always dabbled in being honest or genuine. But how much you're genuine about is a different issue altogether. But when you put it all out there, yeah, I think you start to get pretty nervous. And so for us, I think that was the idea going in, is that let's make this the most honest and open record that we can make, and we were all on the same page when we started. But when the truth is ugly, sometimes that's the stuff you want to avoid and kind of put back in the closet and shy away from.
And to see that it debuted at number 3 after having that kind of back and forth thinking about it, you must feel great to just go, hey, you know what, in the end, everybody's really embraced it.
Yeah, it's crazy, and you just never know. I mean, you put that thing out there, and you let people tear it apart or judge it. But we had got to the place, I think, internally before the record came out, and just said, you know, we're happy where we're at. Whether this thing does well or doesn't do well, we're doing the right thing. We're doing what we feel like we're supposed to be doing. And honestly, you know, if we gain any fans from it or lose any fans from it, it doesn't matter. It's not ours to begin with, and it, just being any part of it is something that is very rewarding.
Yeah, and what do you think enabled you guys to actually turn that corner, especially for perhaps, you know, groups that consider themselves a mixture of ministry and music. When you get to that high level of success, you can confront those big questions. And some bands go down a route where they never really find a way out. But you guys have actually been able to turn the corner. What do you think enabled you to do that?
Well, I feel like that the more stubborn you are, the more, you know, halted in your tracks you're going to be. And I think we definitely got halted. You know, I think, you know, the record is called Rivers in a Wasteland. I think when you're in the wasteland, you start asking a lot of those questions. And I think until you get all the way to the bottom and you don't see an end, I just think there's something about that that makes you see things differently. And it's about climbing out rather than doing it on your own. You know, at that point, you're taking any rope that will be thrown your way. And I think it was definitely, I mean, without a doubt, it was a God thing. And, yeah, I think we had gotten to the point where we had sacrificed it. We had said, if we can't change how we're doing this, then there's no reason for us to continue doing it. You know, that, you know, we're only serving ourselves. And to be honest, it wasn't that fun. Mm. I think it's changed, you know, how we view each other and being on the same page with the guys in the band and knowing, you know, that the incentives are not bad ones. You know, I think a lot of stuff creeps in, like whether it's success or critical acclaim or money. I think a lot of that stuff can kind of poison the creative spirit. Then you're making decisions that you shouldn't be making or based on things that don't agree with one another in the band. And I think we had all found different areas that were pulling us to where we were just second guessing what everyone's intentions were and why they were voting this way and why, you know, and that's just no way to be. There's no good place like that. And I feel like you just have to start with yourself and, you know, start taking the blame yourself and trusting one another. And if you can't do that, then yeah, it's a very uphill battle.
So now that you're on the other side of it to a degree, how are you maintaining that fresh perspective and what's your approach going forward for the band?
There will definitely be other hurdles and snares for us to fall into or traps to fall into if we don't keep God first. But I think that particular thing I think is something that we've experienced to the point where it's even the sight of it is like a bad taste in our mouth. And at this point, seeing how God can use us and how much fun we can have when we're working together, that's the main thing. You know, like it's just the joy is back. And I think that if more than anything is what keeps us striving to keep that stuff out of our lives.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.